Welcome to KNEO Radio Podcast, KNEO Radio AM and FM radio podcast covering the heart of Texas and the Northwest Hill Country, including McCullough, Mason, Menard, Concho, San Saba, and portions of Brown and Llano counties. KNEO Radio is your podcast to hear interviews with special guests, local news, events, agriculture, and community affairs. For more KNEO podcast, visit KNEOradio.com. KNEO Radio Podcast, making a difference.
All right. Always. Joanne Hetty is here. Joanne, how are you doing this morning?
I'm just doing awesome as sunshine today.
Awesome as sunshine. I like that one.
I like that too.
Yeah, that's good.
Now, you got some real exciting news, Joanne, that you've been working on
for some time now.
Yes, I bought a building downtown and thought we need to spruce up the square, and I moved my quilt shop down there.
Okay. Now let's go back. When did you open, I guess, first of all, why did you open a quilt shop? And when did you open your quilt shop here in Brady?
I opened my first quilt shop in 2008, and it was on 13th Street. It was slow going. I thought, it was a calling from God. He called me to do this, and there were days I was thinking, did I hear you right? Because, you know, but 13 years later, he's still telling me, you're mission is still out there. You've got to keep at it.
Now, you built a new building when you opened on South Bridge Street.
Yes, I built that building, and it was a great building. I loved that building. It wasn't getting the recognition of people coming through town, kind of in a blind spot, and I've always wanted on the square. I wanted on the square when I first opened quilt shops, but there never was big enough building with enough parking, because we got a lot of ladies that like to park and stay.
Yeah.
And I was able to buy this building and redo the inside downstairs. It'll be a couple of years before I can do the upstairs, but I will do a retreat center upstairs. And I drive by and I'm just so thankful to see bright windows and beautiful colors and not just wood hanging on the windows.
That's true.
Well, it's what I still remember it as when I was a little kid, as the old Rutter drugstore building.
Yeah, I hear that all the time.
And I'm not sure what it was before then. You probably know more of the history about it than I do. But ever since I was a little kid, it was the old Rutter drugstore building. I remember going in there as a kid. And so when you took me in there the other day and showed me around, it was just really made my heart get full to know that building has been repurposed as something else.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I'm sure when you looked inside, you thought, oh my God, she's lost her marbles.
Lynn, I told her earlier there, I said, I thought she lost her marbles when she told me she was opening a quilt shop. But
past
it's
that
her
point.
But it's like we talked about, you know, it's a passion, and that there's more people that got involved with that passion, and it's been successful for 13 years, and that's pretty amazing.
It is amazing. It's great to see, as you said, it's great to have a business opening on the square.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate the support I get. Yeah,
so really. So tell the folks what people do when they come to the quilt shop. I mean, it's more than just doing quilts.
Yes, it is more than just doing quilts. We try in everything we do to glorify God. And we have people come in that, you know, just are lost souls. They need something. They need a passion. And that's why God put us here, to put that passion back into people. They come in, they visit, we fellowship, they sew, they learn to sew. They get to talk about family history of quilts. We get to learn, you know, my mama used to quilt, or my mama made all my clothes, and now she's a quilter. It's fascinating to learn the history of where quilts began and how resourceful women used to be way back in the day just to make quilts to keep their family warm.
Yeah. And now it's become something more than that.
Yes.
It's not just for warmth.
Right. A lot of it's just became a hobby.
Yeah.
Just became ways to express yourself, ways to show your love to a family member, or to bring some sunshine into people who don't have it, just to be able to have a quilt that says, somebody cared enough to make this for me.
Yeah. Now, you carry a ton of material and that sort of thing, all sort of quilting supplies, but also you do custom quilts.
Yes, I do. We do a lot of t-shirt quilts.
You've done two for me. And I love both of my t-shirt quilts. Yeah. So you did a great job on both of them.
Well, thank you. We do the t-shirt quilts. People come in and tell us the colors in their room and tell us kind of what they're looking for. And we build quilts that away for them. Lisa Feibel, who you know works for me, mm-hmm. she just has an awesome eye for everything. Mm-hmm. So Lisa builds these quilts and Kay Andrews quilts them for them. And they walk out the door with a work of art.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, my cousin Tammy Hemphill was talking about getting quilts for her girls mm-hmm. when they graduated from college with all of their college t-shirts,
yes.
you know, which I thought was a very neat idea, you know, it's just like all those college memories put into one quilt.
Yes.
So I thought that was kind of a neat thing. And you can do those with any kind of t-shirts and that
yes,
sort of
you
thing.
Can. Yeah. Yes, you can.
And it doesn't, and when they're done, they don't look like t-shirts. I don't know. It's just amazing how it's all put together that it doesn't look like just t-shirts yeah. on a quilt.
And we try to do, you know, it's never the same t-shirts.
Yeah.
We never put them all together the same way. They never look the same. Yeah. So you still have a very unique quilt that's all your own.
Yeah, and you get rid of all those t-shirts that you have in the closet.
Yeah, you find a purpose for them.
Yeah.
I had like the last one she did for me was like 20 Loretta t-shirts that I had, you know. And,
yeah.
And Charla says, half of those you can't wear anymore because they're too small for you.
Too small for you.
And,
yeah.
And so anyway, when Taylor, Loretta's granddaughter, was with us, she said, I'm going to take this quilt back. And I said, oh, no, you're not. You can get your own made. You know?
So, yeah.
But anyway, so good to have you on the square, and you're having a grand opening coming up.
Yes, August the 26th.
And so tell the folks about what's going to happen at the grand opening.
Well, we'll have prizes. We'll mm-hmm. have a ribbon cutting. Mm-hmm. We'll have finger foods. We'll mm-hmm. have sales going on. Mm-hmm. And we'll give a grand tour of our downstairs. And you can sign up for classes. You can talk to anybody you would like to about what you want to learn. And we're going to start showcasing artists here in town one a month, whether they make. We're going to go from jewelry all the way up to sewing clothes, crocheting quilts. We just want to let other people know what kind of talent is in this town,
yeah.
and you'll be able to buy their wares there too.
Yeah. Are you doing anything differently now that you've moved locations? Is there anything that you're planning on doing differently with your shop, with your store?
Well, we want to start carrying some yarn. Mm-hmm. And we want to start carrying hand embroidery threads and patterns mm-hmm. and some cross stitching.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's great.
Just about everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we're real proud for you, Joanna. You've done a great job with the shop, and now that you're downtown, that's incredible.
Well, thank you.
And parking in front and back there.
Yes, there's and you can park on the side, you can park in front, and you can also park in back.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you got a great on the square. You got a great location for the parking situation.
Yes,
you really do. So, well, appreciate you coming by to be with us.
Well, I appreciate you giving me your time.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you,
Joanna.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio podcasts, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.